The new bilateral trade agreement with Vietnam will now be the standard for all new U.S. agricultural trade agreements when it comes to issues surrounding food safety. Under Secretary of Agriculture J.B. Penn said the new U.S.-Vietnam Market Access Agreement also focuses on phytosanitary issues.
We were pleased that Vietnam recognized the equivalence of our food safety inspection system for beef, pork, and poultry on shelf life regulations on biotech products. This agreement also includes beef, and the agreement is in conformance with the OIE regulation. That is, we will be able to export boneless, bone-in, variety meats, and offals from beef animals 30 months of age and under.
In fact, J.B. Penn said all current bilateral agreements will be renegotiated to bring them into line with the Organization of International Epizootics standards.
We have ongoing negotiations with Russia for its accession to the WTO, so this will have an important bearing on that. You mentioned China. That's absolutely true. We're in discussions with the Chinese. And we're, as I mentioned, going back to all of our beef trading partners now and saying we need to upgrade these agreements to make them fully comply with the OIE regulations. So this is an important one in that regard. So we're trying to upgrade all of our agreements with our trading partners for beef and beef products, and this is a model. This is one that will set the standard for that.
Under Secretary of Agriculture J.B. Penn said this recent bilateral agreement with the U.S. should mean membership for Vietnam in the WTO soon. It also means much better access for U.S. farm exports.
The current applied tariff on agricultural products by Vietnam is 27%, but as a result of this agreement, tariffs on more than three-fourths of our exports to Vietnam will be bound at a rate of 15% or less. Now, this is especially important to our producers of cotton, to beef and pork offals, boneless beef, whey, almonds, grapes, apples, pears, raisins, cherries, and even frozen French fries.
The formal signing of the new bilateral agreement will take place in the near future. In Washington, reporting for the Department of Agriculture, I'm Brenda Curtis.